Chickens, turkeys.
Oh, great. Well, we'll get a chance to talk about that sort of thing just a few minutes. What about your grandparents? Do you know anything of your father's parents? You mentioned that he came over from England. Maybe you know something about that.
My grandparents are buried up here at Mailworth.
I
We
see.
have a private cemetery up there. And as far as they both died when I was about a year old, so I don't know much about them. And Mom's grandparents lived in Missouri. They were out here once, and we were back there once, but I was too young to know too much about it.
Now, do you know your father's whole family came over to the United States then, to Maine?
Well, his way back came over
So
about
basically,
1660.
I see. So they were among the first.
Yes.
Now, most of your father's people then, you'd say, would be English, or was there any other ancestry?
No, I think they're English.
And do you know anything about your grandparents' occupation? Were they involved in the same sorts of endeavor?
I think so. I think so.
So they were ranchers, presumably.
Yes, right.
And your mother's people, you mentioned that they had moved from Missouri. What was your mother's ethnic ancestry, your grandmother's? Where were their people from?
I think they were English too, if I remember right.
So all of them were, yeah.
Yeah.
And had they, what was their occupation?
They had a re farm.
So on both sides, as far back as you
Yes,
remember, they were
right.
ranch people.
My grandfather on that side was a Civil War veteran.
Which side did he fight for?
Must have been gray.
Oh, from Missouri, I see.
Yeah.
And do you know anything of their social contacts, if they?
No, I don't.
That's fine. Now, someone that you probably know quite a bit more about, your spouse. Maybe you could tell me a little about him, where he was born, the date, same sorts of questions.
He was born in Scotland. There was, what, three boys and two girls in the family. And I saw none of them. I saw a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law when I was back there. His folks was all gone. And I went back the second time, there were just nieces and nephews. And I enjoyed them. One of the nieces has been over here a couple of times.
Now, what part of Scotland was that?
Up around Aberdeen, Alford, northern part.
Now, is that there? I guess his people have been involved in
They were,
farming.
well, I think he called it a gamekeeper. I don't know just what that consisted of.
So I probably worked for a man with a large estate or something.
Family,
I see.
family.
And his education, did we talk about that?
I think he told me once that he going through the 8th grade over there was as would like be going high, through high school here.
So he had all of his schooling
Yes, right.
in Scotland. Did he belong to any clubs here or
No.
organizations?
Well, the Grange. We both belong to the Grange.
What is the Grange? I'm not certain.
Oh, it's an agricultural organization.
Now, do most people here in town belong to it, or most people with
No.
farms?
People, again, they're not interested in anything, these younger people. There's still a few of us trying to keep it going. But
Now, do the younger people here in town belong to any organization, or are they pretty much just on their own?